after 11, but here right now is the assistant county organiser and publicity officer for East and Mid Sussex for the National Garden Scheme. And it seems like only yesterday that we were saying to Jeff Stonebanks, what have you got open for the month of February? And now we are drawing close to the dormant period. Is this the final month of advised gardens, or do we do some in November, Jeff?
No, this is the final one, Joe. And as you quite rightly say, the year just seems to have flown by.
I know.
Yeah, we both must be getting old, Joe.
Well, I look a lot older than I did back in February. I'll tell you that now. Now,
I've drawn my pension this year, so I'm definitely a lot older.
And John drew his pension probably before I started presenting.
Hundreds of years ago.
Now, earlier on we had Ian Curry, the weather guru, on, and he said that October's going to be pretty dry, as is September, often referred to as the golden month. But he said if there are any gardens open to visit, then it's an ideal time to go, because there's going to be a really spectacular display. And, of course, as if by magic, you appear with a list.
I know. There you go. And I listened to that. I mean, let's hope his promising forecast prevails, because we've got some great gardens open. I mean, one in terms of the autumn colour, well, I'll mention shortly, is Broad Hill, which has got some amazing trees. Yeah. But anyway, as always, the gardens that I mentioned today will serve delicious homemade teas and allow children in free unless I state otherwise. We'll start the month this time with Northeast Hampshire, where they've just got a single garden open in October. It opens on October the 7th from 10 till 4 with entry £5, and it's Tilney Hall Hotel in Rotherwick. It's a large garden of 66 acres with extensive woodlands. The Boathouse Lake and the Top Lake of the Water Garden were both present in the 18th century, and some of the mature trees were planted during the first half of the 19th century, in particular some of the avenues and trees around the perimeter of the park. In 1906, Gertrude Jekyll was asked to produce some designs for a wild water garden. Later additions include an azalea garden, which lies behind the circular rose garden. Most of the garden that you'll see survives today from about 1900, so a great venue to go and see some of that gorgeous autumn colour. Over now in Surrey, there are two gardens to listeners can visit. The first is Coverwood Lakes in Peasewood Road, Ewhurst. This is a 14-acre landscape garden in a stunning position high in the Surrey Hills, with four lakes and a bog garden. Walk through the 3.5-acre lakeside arboretum, great colour again there, or follow the marked trail through the 180-acre working farm with Hereford cows, calves, sheep and horses, and enjoy the extensive views of the surrounding hills. The garden will open on the 14th of October from 11 to 5, and entry here is £6. Also opening in Surrey is the week before, the 7th, is Albury Park in Albury. This is a 14-acre pleasure ground and was laid out in the 1670s by John Evelyn for Henry Howard, later the 6th Duke of Norfolk. There's a quarter of a mile of terraces, a fine collection of trees to view, not to mention a lake and a river. And it'll open from 2 to 5 p.m. with admission £4.50, and that was the 7th of October. Meanwhile, in Sussex, we've got three gardens to offer in October. The first is the Old Vicarage in the Street, Washington. Listeners can see 3.5 acres of gardens set around an 1832 Regency house, with the front formally laid out with topiary, a wide lawn, mixed border and contemporary water sculpture. At the rear, new and mature trees from the 19th century, herbaceous borders, a water garden and stunning uninterrupted views of the North Downs. There's also a Japanese garden with waterfall and pond, large copse, stream, treehouse and stumpery to see, well worth a visit. It'll open on the 14th of October from 10:30 until 3 p.m. with admission £5. Next up, the garden I mentioned at the onset is open tomorrow, Broad Hill Garden, Broad Hill Lane near Haywards Heath. See rare plants and stunning landscapes, both of which make Broad Hill Garden the perfect day out for horticultural enthusiasts, families and those who love beautiful countryside. Enjoy tranquil outdoor rooms, woodland walks, playgrounds and lots of mellow autumn colour on show. As I say, it opens tomorrow, October the 1st, from 10 till 5. Entry here is £9.50 for adults, and children will pay £6.35 here. Our final offering then in Sussex this year, 2018, is Great Dixter House, Gardens and Nurseries in Northiam, designed by Edwin Lutyens and Nathaniel Lloyd. Christopher Lloyd made the garden one of the most experimental and constantly changing gardens of our time, a tradition now being carried on by Fergus Garrett. See clipped topiary, wildflower meadows, the famous long border, pot displays, exotic garden and more. The garden, as many listeners will know, is a particular note in the autumn, so let's hope Ian's forecast is spot on. It opens on October the 17th from 1 to 5 p.m. with entry £5. If people want to know any more about any of the NGS openings I've mentioned, please call 01 01483-211-535. Office hours Monday to Friday. That's 01483-211-535. Or visit www.ngs.org.uk. So there you are, Joe. I look forward to talking to you again, hopefully in 2019.
If we're spared, yes. If the BBC, I mean, they come to their senses and renew me for another year, I'm sure.
I'm sure they will.
We'll be here. And you head off, do you head off to the sunshine for the winter?
Oh, I mean, I should be so lucky. No. Lots to do in the garden. Big autumn chop downs, Cartier. This heat we've had this summer, the garden looks like a jungle at the moment. So lots to do out there to get it ready for next year.
All right. Well, all the best to you and yours. And I'll speak in Feb, but have a good, safe winter as well. And thanks for all your help in the programme.
You're most welcome, Joe. Thank you very much indeed.
Bye-bye.
Cheers.
Jeff Stonebank said, Assistant County Organiser and Publicity Officer for Eastern Mid Sussex for the National Garden Scheme and a stalwart of Digit here on BBC Sussex and BBC Surrey, which is what you're listening to with Joe and John Negus this morning. A reminder...